Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. Most people focus on what happens inside the gym when they're actually training, and that's important. Don't get me wrong, but what's even more important is that what happens outside of the training floor or the gym when you're not training. This determines your ultimate capacity, but what is your capacity? Your capacity is how much stress or load your body can endure in a given day before pain and injury enter the picture. And we're not just talking about physical activities like your squats, your deadlifts, your bench press, your curls, your whatever you're doing in the gym. We're mostly talking about factors that add stress and load to your system outside the gym, such as sleep, your diet, and life stresses. This is your recovery box, which you can absolutely control. Let me give you an example. It may seem like a good idea to schedule a 5:30 a.m. workout tomorrow. You're putting your training time on your schedule and making it a priority. But what if you stay up working or binge watching Netflix until 1:30 a.m. and then go to the gym? That's a bad idea. And really more than just a bad idea, actually. It is a good recipe for potential pain or injury when you enter the gym. Remember that when we train, we're breaking down our muscles and connective tissues. The adaptations to the training can only happen with proper recovery. And that's your responsibility too. There are two ways that coaches can help you avoid going over your capacity each day, and thus avoiding the potential for pain or injury. Coaches can reduce the stress that your body is facing outside the gym by helping you to improve your diet, helping you increase the quality and quality of your sleep, and pursuing healthy ways to manage stress. Think meditation, not alcohol consumption. What's the other way? Simple. We can increase our capacity by becoming stronger, more stable, and getting in and out of foundational movement patterns and improving your joint mobility and tissue flexibility. We can raise the bar so that your body can tolerate more stress inside the gym. These are things that coaches can help educate you on and help you learn how to implement them outside the gym into a plan. If you spend the time deliberately, purposefully, and intentionally reducing the stress on your body before you get to the gym or training floor and increasing your capacity to perform once you get there, you're going to be light years ahead of where you are today. And really, if you compare yourself to others your age or even your family members, you'd be light years ahead of them as well. Pretty soon, a lot of people who started a fitness program this January are going to get bored, frustrated, or worse, injured. And unfortunately, they're going to quit. But I know you are smarter than that. You're better than that. Don't let that be you. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.